Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Respected scholars, dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. On behalf of the Islamic Centre of England and the Ahlul Bayt Islamic Mission, I'd like to welcome you to today's conference marking the 23rd anniversary since the demise of the father of the Islamic Revolution, Grand Ayatollah Imam Khomeini. The theme of today's conference is Reflections on Leadership, and as such, we have with us today six eminent speakers, each addressing various aspects of this topic. To commence proceedings, we'll start with the recitation of some verses from the Holy Quran by renowned reciter Sayyid Jafar. Please join me in welcoming him with a loud salawat.
حبطت أعمالهم فأصبحوا خاسرين. يا فسوف يأتي الله بقوم يحبهم ويحبونه أذلة على يجاهدون في سبيل الله ولا يخافون لومة لائم ذلك فضل والله واسع عليم إنما إنما وليكم الله إنما وليكم الله ورسوله والذين آمنوا الذين يقيمون الصلاة ومن يتول الله ورسوله والذين آمنوا والذين آمنوا فإن حزب الله هم الغالبون. يا من الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم والكفار أولياء لا تتخذوا الذين اتخذوا دينكم هزوا ولعبا من الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم والكفار أولياء واتقوا الله إن كنتم مؤمنين. صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Imam Khomeini stands out as a truly exceptional personality in the contemporary history of Shia Islam. In order to understand his thoughts and legacy, it is important to acknowledge the various dimensions of this personality. Robin Woodsworth Carlsden once visited Imam Khomeini and wrote about his experiences in his book, A Meeting with Khomeini. I'd like to read a short extract from the book before we invite our first speaker to the stage. The door opened for him, and I experienced a hurricane of energy surge through the door. And in his brown robes, his black turbaned head, his white beard, he stirred every molecule in the building and riveted the attention in a way that made everything else disappear. He was a flowing mass of light that penetrated into the consciousness of each person in the hall. He destroyed all images that one tried to hold before one incising him up. He was so dominant in his presence that I found myself organized in my sensations by that which took me far beyond my own concepts. I had expected, no matter what the apparent stature of the man, to find myself scrutinizing his face, exploring his motivation, wondering about his real nature. Khomeini's power, grace, and absolute domination destroyed all my modes of evaluation, and I was left to simply experience the energy and feeling that radiated from his presence on the stage. A hurricane he was, yet immediately one could see that there was a point of absolute stillness inside that hurricane. While fierce and commanding, he was yet serene and receptive. Something was immovable inside him, yet that immovability moved the whole country of Iran. Before all, Imam Khomeini was a jurist and a source of emulation, a jurisprudent of the highest order. He was a philosopher, a mystic, a politician, leader, and pioneer of Islamic revivalism. Entitled Reflections on Leadership, today's conference will seek to shed light on some aspects in the life of this great personality. For the first talk for today, we are honored to have Hujjat al-Islam wal-Muslimin Sheikh Mu'izi. Sheikh Mu'izi is the representative of the leader of the Islamic Revolution and the head of the Islamic Center of England. In his talk, he will cover the topic, style of leadership in the Farsi language. His speech will be translated into English by Sayyid Muhammad Razawi. So without further ado, please welcome both to the podium with a loud salawat.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المنتجبين سيما بقية الله في الأرضين. 23 سالگرد رحلت امام خمینی، امام بزرگوار و با عظمت و رهبر عظیم الشأن انقلاب اسلامی و بنیانگذار جمهوری اسلامی ایران رو گرامی داشتیم و بدین مناسبت کنفرانسی با همکاری برادران عزیز و بزرگوار من در سازمان عین این کنفرانس برپا شده. از همه شما برادران و خواهران گرامی که از راه دور و نزدیک تشریف آورده اید تشکر و قدردانی می شود و از همه اندیشمندانی که در این جلسه امروز سخن خواهند گفت سپاسگزاری می نمایم و امید است که امروز جلسه ما برای جهان اسلام و امت اسلامی مفید و سازنده باشد.
شیخ مویزی، the head of Islamic Center of England, started his speech with the khut short sermon and khutbah, and then he mentioned that it's the 23rd year after the sad demise of Imam Khomeini, the great leader of Islamic Revolution. We are gathered here to commemorate his personality, and this conference is being organized with the association of the AIM, and he especially wanted to thank all the sisters and brothers who have attended this conference from short and long distances that they have traveled, and he especially thanked the scholars and thinkers who would be presenting their articles and thoughts regarding personality of Imam Khomeini and Islamic Revolution for attending this conference.
ورود به بحث، باید عرض کنم موضوع صحبت من در این جلسه روش رهبری امام خمینی بود. امام خمینی یک رهبر دینی است و یک رهبر سیاسی که در قرن حاضر درخشید و جهان و جهانیان رو به شگفتی واداشت و همه صاحب نظران علوم اجتماعی و سیاسی که با شخصیت وی آشنا هستند شخصیت وی رو بررسی کردند و در زمینه‌های گوناگون به روش‌ها و نکته‌های اساسی رهبری وی پرداختن. من هم در این جلسه می‌خواهم به روش سیاسی و رهبری اجتماعی سیاسی امام امت بپردازم.
Then he mentioned that I would like to enter this before I enter this discussion that has been chosen for me, and the subject of this speech is the methods of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh in propagation of his thoughts and Islamic thoughts. He said that Imam Khomeini is a leader who amazed the whole world after he emerged as the leader of the Muslim world at the beginning of Islamic Revolution of Iran. And then he propagated his mission and thoughts and came up with a successful revolution, and that really amazed the whole world. And this is what he would like to discuss on, although he acknowledged that many scholars and thinkers around the world have written a lot on the method of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, but he would like to present his own point of view today.
اگر بخواهم روش سیاسی و رهبری سیاسی امام رو بررسی کنم باید یک نمای کلی از شخصیت وی رو ترسیم کنم و اونگاه بگم این شخصیت در رهبری خیش چه ویژگی هایی داشته است.
Political leadership of Imam rahmatullah alayh. First I would have to point out some pointers which define his leadership.
Imam rahmatullah alayh yek mu'min vaqe'i be ma'nay kalame bud va dar yek jumle bayad beguyim Imam abd saleh khoda bud. در مرتبه ایمان به معنای واقعی کلمه به عرفان حقیقی دست یافته بود، مؤمن عارف و آگاه و عارفی واصل بود به معرفتی که داشت به حضرت رب، به عبودیت و بندگی وی، در اون مقام عرفان به وصل رسیده بود. این سخنم ادعا نیست، در جای خودش اثبات شده است.
Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh was a true believer. He was a true servant and pious servant of Allah. He was a true arif, and he was a true mu'min who had reached the level of irfan and awareness. He was an arif who had reached to the ma'rifat of Allah and awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is not just a claim, this is in reality what he was, and he would like to elaborate on this point.
Imam Khomeini yek alim va danishmand islami bud ke به اصطلاح فقهی به مرتبه والای اجتهاد دست یافته بود، نه تنها در احکام و فروع مجتهد بود که در کلام، اخلاق، عرفان، فلسفه، تفسیر، معارف دیگر قرآنی یک مجتهد کامل والا بود که شاگردان بزرگی را در دو حوزه بزرگ قم و نجف تربیت کرد.
امام was not only a religious scholar. Imam was truly a person and scholar who had reached to the level of ijtihad in all sciences that are studied in the حوزه ilmiyas. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh had reached the level of ijtihad in irfan, kalam, akhlaq, ethics, philosophy, and he was truly a complete mujtahid who was able to educate and nurture his children, nurture his students in two great hawzas, Qum and Najaf.
امام خمینی یک مجاهد واقعی فی سبیل الله بود، هم در جهاد اکبر جهاد بسیار چشمگیری داشت، جهاد با نفس خیش و در مرتبت ساختن وجودی خیش، هم در جهاد اصغر و مبارزه با طاغوت و ظالمان و ستمگران، که این مقوله باز اثبات شده است و در جای خودش بسیار تحقق یافته و قابل اثبات و بحث است.
Imam Khomeini was truly a warrior, a mujahid, who not only was mujahid in the lesser jihad and the greater jihad, he practically proved that he was a complete mujahid in self-control and jihad bin nafs, and he was also a great mujahid in confronting the oppressive rulers of the world. And practically he showed this in his life, and that is not just a claim.
Imam یک مهاجر فی سبیل الله بود، چه هجرت اختیاری و چه هجرت اکراهی و اجباری. امام رو مجبور کردن، به تبعیدش کردن از ایران به ترکیه، ترکیه به نجف. این مهاجرت بود. امام خود انتخاب کرد از نجف به پاریس مهاجرت کرد و زمینه تحقق حاکمیت اسلامی رو و پیروزی رو در اونجا فراهم ساخت. بزرگترین مرحله زندگی امام همون چند ماه و اون مهاجرت، در اون مهاجرت تحقق یافته است و بنابراین مهاجر فی سبیل الله است که اون عظمت و شخصیتی که قرآن کریم برای عالمان، برای مجاهدان، برای مهاجران و فضیلتی که برای آنان تبیین می‌فرماید، یرفع الله الذين آمنوا منكم والذين اوتوا العلم درجات فضل الله المجاهدين على القائدين اجرا عظيما الذين آمنوا وهاجروا في سبيل الله اعظم درجه عند الله. این مقامات والایی که قرآن کریم برای شخصیت ها بیان میکند، امام به این مراحل دست یافته بودش و در برابر ظلم و ظالمان و در برابر استکبار و مستکبران به تمام قامت ایستاد و با تمام وجود به مبارزه برخاست.
امام was also a مهاجر. مهاجر means someone who migrates. He was a مهاجر in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was مهاجر voluntarily, and he was مهاجر by force as well. Then he mentioned that when he means Muhajir by force, when he was forced to leave his country and migrate from Iran to Turkey and Turkey to Iraq, Najaf. And by Muhajirat voluntarily, he chose to leave Najaf and went to Paris. And during this period, this short few months period that he was in Paris, he did a lot of effort to make the revolution succeed. And therefore, according to him, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh is a true interpretation of the verses of Holy Quran, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defines the qualities and qualities of the scholars, warriors, and mujahideen, and those who are truly arif. And then he quoted two or three verses of Holy Quran to back his point of view, and then mentioned that truly Imam Khomeini confronted the oppressive rulers of the world and stood on his feet to defend all Islamic values.
اون علم و دانش والایی که نسبت به اسلام داشت، اسلام رو یک دین فردی ارتباط انسان با خدا برقرار کننده نمی دانست. امام دین را دین همه جانبه می دانست، جهانی است، برای همه بشریت است، برای همه زندگی است، زندگی فردی و اجتماعی و به ویژه زندگی اجتماعی و سیاسی. امام دین را از سیاست جدا نمی دانست و سیاست را عین دیانت و دیانت را عین سیاست می دانست و پذیرفته بود.
امام with his vast awareness of Islamic knowledge used to consider, he did not used to consider religion and faith as a personal matter. He used to believe that religion should be practiced as a community, as a society, and it's a matter which deals with all problems of the society in any dimension, whether it is political or social or personal life. Therefore, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh introduced Islam as a religion which does not separate between politics and religion, or religion and politics. He considered both as part and parcel of each other, and therefore he promoted his view on this thought that he believed.
که دین و سیاست توأمان هستند طرحی نو در انداخت و گفتمان اساسی رو در حرکت اسلامی و انقلاب اسلامی به وجود آورد و آن مسئله ولایت فقیه بود. مسئله ولایت فقیه طرح نوعی بود که امام از لابلای فقه آن را بیرون آورد و به جهانیان عرضه داشت و به عنوان گفتمان اساسی انقلاب اسلامی و تحقق حاکمیت الهی مطرح کرد.
In this way, to prove that religion and politics are together and they should work side by side and assist each other, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh presented a new point of view. This point of view was derived from Islamic jurisprudence, and he presented the idea of Wilayatul Faqih. And he proved to the world that Islam has a solution for the world, and it can consider politics and Islam as together.
این یک مختصری بود از تبیین شخصیت امام و ترسیم چهره امام که حال ببینیم این امامی که 15 سال نهضت و مبارزه رو رهبری کرد، 10 سال هم نظامی را رهبری کرد، ربع قرن روی هم رهبری امت اسلامی را به عهده داشت، در رهبری خیش چه شیوه‌ای و چه روشی داشت؟ از این شخصیت چگونه ما میتوانیم به دست بیاوریم روش و شیوه رهبری او رو در طول این ربع قرن؟
This was a brief, very brief introduction of the personality of Imam, that how he succeeded in different directions. Then he would like to elaborate on Imam's life, which he spent 15 years in exile and 10 years in leadership. Almost a quarter of the century he spent in leading the Muslim Ummah in exile and leadership. So what we need to elaborate and discover and find out is the method that he used during the period of 15 years while he was in exile and 10 years while he was leading the Muslim Ummah in Islamic Republic of Iran.
نکته در شیوه رهبری امام در نظر گرفتم، هر چقدر وقت به من اجازه بده دربارش بحث میکنم، وقتم که تمام شد تمامش میکنم، ولی امیدوار هستم وقت به من اجازه بده. اولین نکته در رهبری هر رهبری به ویژه رهبر دینی، مسئله تدبر و تأمل در موضوعاتی است که میخواهد تصمیم گیری بکند، و از کلام امام امیرالمؤمنین هم یه استفاده رو میکنیم که به کمیل حضرت فرمود، یا کمیل، ما من حرکت الا و انت فیه محتاج الى معرفه، هیچ حرکتی نیست الا این که به معرفت در اون موضوع باید آگاهی پیدا بکنی. امام هر حرکتی میخواست انجام بده، اولا عالم به زمانش بود، دوم آن که نسبت به اون موضوع با تأمل و تدبر عمیق می اندیشید و فکر می کردش، اونگاه تصمیم گیری می کرد.
Then he mentioned that he would like to present 10 points from the life of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, if the time gives him the opportunity to present these points. He will try his best to mention all these 10 points in today's speech, if time gives an opportunity. One of the most important points that Imam Khomeini used to care about in his method of leadership and guiding the Muslim Ummah was to ponder and think carefully about what he was going to say and what he was going to request his followers. And this is a lesson from Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam that was given to Khomeini, that he advises Khomeini that he should not embark on any action or order without thinking properly. And Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh practically did that. He used to ponder and think about what he wanted to be implemented, and then once he used to reach to the point that this is the right decision, he would go forward and request his followers to implement his ideas.
نکته دوم در روش رهبری امام صبر و شکیبایی امام در انجام کارها بود. بسیار صبور بود و شکیبا بودش، نه تنها در مبارزه و مسئله نهضت و انقلاب، در تحقق حاکمیت هم همچنین صبورانه امام حرکت میکرد و به پیش میرفت. هیچ شتاب زدگی و عجله در کار او نمیدیدیم و مشاهده میکردند همگان که امام چقدر صبور است و چقدر تحمل میکند. صبر و شکیبایی ویژه رهبران است. جعلناهم ائمه یهدون به امرنا لما صبروا. امامان امام شدن چون صابر بودن. رهبران دینی هم باید صابر باشن، شکیبا باشن، نه در مشکلات، نه در معضلات مبارزه فقط، در همه انجام مأموریت رهبری خیش باید صابر باشن. این مقوله از امام یک موجود صبور شکیبا ساخته بود.
امام خمینی's second most important point was his patience, and he was patient while he was leading the Ummah to bring an Islamic revolution, and he was also extremely patient when he was leading the Ummah for 10 years that he mentioned in the previous part of his speech. And that is also taken from the verses of Holy Quran, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Holy Quran promises leadership to those who are patient. So it is an extremely important quality that the leaders need to have. And Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh had this quality of being patient in all circumstances, whether it was difficulties or ease. He wouldn't rush to make decision. He would be always patient, and then he would give orders or request the followers to take action.
اصل یا نکته در روش رهبری امام، امام اهل مشورت بود. دیدگاه ها و نظرات افراد رو با سعه صدر و تأمل و یک نوع فروتنی و تواضع میشنید و میگرفت. مشورت رو از همه صاحب نظران و کسانی که در زمینه های مختلف آگاهی داشتن. اینها که دارم عرض میکنم ادعا نیست، اینا تمام در زندگی امام تحقق یافته استش در جای خودش، من فقط فهرستوار دارم اشاره میکنم. امام اهل مشورت بود با یک سعه صدر به تمام معنا، حتی با اندیشه هایی که با اندیشه او مخالف بود، با این مثلا افکار کسانی بودن از مکتب غیر توحیدی با امام جلسات نشستن صحبت کردن، امام با صبوری و سعه صدر سخن اونها رو گوش میدادش. در موضوعات مختلف رهبری هم، چه در دوران مبارزه چه در دوران تحقق حاکمیت، امام و مطالب اونها رو گوش میداد و مشورت میکرد. این اصل اساسی در رهبری است. و شاور هم فل امر، قرآن کریم به ما می آموزد مشورت کردن رو.
The third point in Imam Khomeini's personality and his life was his consultation with the people. He used to give extreme importance to consultation. He used to especially spend time to listening to the problems and the advices that was given to him from all different experts in the society. He was not only willing to listen to Muslims from all different groups, he also used to give importance to what the non-believers or the people who did not believe in oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he used to give importance to them as well and would listen to their point of views as well. And this is obvious from his actions during the period of revolution that was taking place, and after his leadership he continued to follow this method after his leader, after he gained success in Islamic Revolution of Iran and established the Islamic Republic. And this was also based on the principle of Holy Quran, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one of the verses mentions that we need to consult people. So he used to give importance to consultation throughout his life.
چهارمین نکته این که امام وقتی تصمیم میگرفت بعد از مشورت ها کاری را انجام بده توکل به خدا میکرد و این درسی بود که از انبیا گرفته بود. امام ادامه دهنده راه انبیا و راه اولیا و ائمه هداست. رهبری امام همون ادامه راه اونها هستش. ابراهیم خلیل میگوید مالنا الله نتوکل علی الله فقط هدانا سبولنا. پیغمبر اکرم خداوند بهش میفرماید فایزا عزمت فتوکل علی الله. این درس یک انسان مبارز یا یک انسانی که میخواد امتی رو رهبری کنه بعد از مشورت حال و تصمیم گیری که میخواد بکنه باید توکل به خدا داشته باشه. امام خمینی توکل به شرق نکرد. میدانید شاه متکی به غرب بود، ساپورت میشد از طرف غرب، امریکا، اروپا به تمام معنا. امام به شرق روی نیاوردش و هیچگاه به هیچ قدرتی از قدرت‌های مادی امام تکیه نکردش، فقط و فقط تکیه‌گاهش خداوند متعال بود. و لذا این شعار هم از همین حرکت امام برخاست، نه شرقی نه غربی، نه ما به شرق متکی می‌شویم نه به غرب. و به حمد الله 33 سال امت اسلامی این راه رو ادامه داده، به پیشرفت مستقل داره جلو میره، گرچه مشکلات فراوانی رو پشت سر گذاشته. اما درسی بود که امام به ما آموخت که به خدا توکل کنیم و علی الله فلیتوکل المتوکل.
The fourth salawat. اللهم صل على The fourth point that he wanted to mention was regarding trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, depending on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh used to, after consultation and thinking and being patient, when he used to make a decision, then he used to trust Allah and implement what he had decided. And this is also taken from the verses of Holy Quran. When we look at the verses of Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advises Prophet Ibrahim to trust Allah when he has decided. And similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advises Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he has made the decision. And this is practically what Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi did in his life. He used to consult, then when he used to make the decision, then he was firm in his decision and then leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by trusting on him. He taught his followers by his actions that although, like when Shah was removed, he was pro-America, pro-West. So he did not go to the East to seek help. He depended on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by doing this, he taught his followers and the future generations of the Muslims that we should depend on Allah. And this is how the policy of no East and no West was developed by Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh. And after this Islamic revolution, now almost 33 years have passed, and same principles and principles are being followed by Islamic Republic of Iran. And this is from the lessons that they have learned from Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, that we should not trust on anyone but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Iran continues to be no East and no West, on no East and no West policy.
امام در مبارزه با طاغوت راه مسلحانه را انتخاب نکرد و هرچم اصرار میکردن گروه هایی که مسلح بودن امام را وارد مرحله تسلیم و حرکت مسلحانه کنن، امام نپذیرفت، چون که امام با تجربه‌ای که داشت و مطالعاتی که داشت از حرکت‌ها و انقلاب‌های مسلحانه می‌دانست که اکثر اینها به شکست منتهی شدن و یا ناگزیر هستند که به یک قدرتی در جهان متکی باشند. و لذا امام حرکت مسلحانه رو نپذیرفت و میدونست راه بسیار طولانی خواهد بود حرکت مسلحانه و به این زودی ها پیروزی رو در پی نخواهد داشت. امام با سلاح بیان به میدان آمد و با بیان و به نوشتن و گفتار که هنر عظیمی امام داشت، هم در بیان هم در نوشتن قدرت بسیار بسیار بالایی داشتش، شروع کرد مردم رو آگاه کردن. اگه مردم آگاه نمی شدن امام پیروز نمی شد. هیچ حرکتی در جهان بدون آگاهی مردم و توده ها به پیروزی مردمی نخواهد انجامید. لذا امام شروع کرد برای مردم با صداقت، درستی، با یک دنیا امید و امیدواری، با یک دنیا بیان ساده و روشنی که عامه مردم اون بیان رو درک کنن، نه تنها نخبگان، نخبگان و مردم رو امام با بیان و سخنش و نوشته ها و پیامهاش ظرف 15 سال به آگاهی رساند که این امت اسلامی در ایران اسلامی به پا بخیزد.
Important point from Imam's life that he pointed out is his view on not to confront the enemies with ammunitions. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh used to believe that it is important to get in dialogue and get into discussion with those people who were opposing him. And therefore, in the 15 years of period of his life when he was directing the revolution from outside Iran, he constantly spoke and had discussions and wrote letters, statements, give lectures to explain his point of view. He believed that if people are aware of what you are requesting them, they would cooperate with you. If they are ignorant, they would confront with you. Therefore, he preferred that instead of getting involved in physical fights and attacking those who were opposing him, he believed to discuss with them, and therefore he advised his followers to confront the opposition by discussion talks. And this is how he succeeded in his mission. And this is the lesson, this is another lesson that we can learn from Imam Khomeini's life, that we need to make people aware and our enemies also aware of what our points are, points of views are. If we are aware and successful in this, we will be successful in the next step as well.
اصلا تمامه، خیلی عذر میخوام، 5 نکته دیگه یادداشت کردم اینجا مانده. اگه اجازه بدید ظرف 5 دقیقه فقط فهرستوار اشاره کنم و انشالله در یه فرصت دیگری اینها رو بیان کنم.
He is requesting that I have only reached to the 5 points, and he has 5 more points. If you give permission, he would like to only list them as the 5 remaining points and would not elaborate on them.
متشکرم. امام به همه مردم با دیده احترام نگاه می کرد، مرد، زن، نخبه، عامه مردم، اهل دانش، دانشگاهی، حوزوی، روستایی، شهری، به همه با دیده احترام می نگریست. اما بیش از همه به محرومان و مستضعفان چشم دوخته بودش امام. و باید عرض بکنم امام برای بانوان و زنان و نقش اونها در مبارزه و تقوی حاکمیت نگاه ویژه‌ای داشتش که این مسئله در میان رهبران دینی در طول تاریخ بعد از غیبت امام زمان یکی از مهمترین مسائلی است که امام رضوان الله تعالی علیه به آن نگاه کرده است.
The other important point from Imam's life, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi's life, is that he used to respect everyone. He used to respect all members of the society equally. He used to respect men, he used to respect ladies, he used to respect the people at the grassroots level. He used to respect the elders and the scholars, and whether the scholars from Hawza Ilmiya or universities. He used to give equal respect to all of them, and this is how he succeeded in becoming popular amongst the people. And the movement, and in this point of view, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, according to Sheikh Moizzi, he was the first scholar after the occultation, major occultation of Imam Mahdi ajallahu ta'ala farajuhu, especially in relation to the ladies. He was the first scholar who gave a lot of importance on this subject, and he especially respected the ladies of Ummah in the society.
امام هیچگاه به هیچ قوم خاصی با دیدگاه خاصی نگاه نکرد. نگفت عجم، نگفت عرب، نگفت ترک، نگفت کرد، نگفت لور. ایران اقوام مختلفی داره. به طوایف هم امام نگاه ویژه‌ای نکرد. نگفت شیعه، نگفت سنی، نگفت به اصطلاح این گروه، به اصطلاح این طایفه، اون طایفه. امام نگاهش امت واحده بود. یک نگاه عظیمی که امام خواست امت واحده بسازد و این مسئله بود که توانست ایرانی که از قومیت‌های گوناگون شکل گرفته و از مثلا طوایف مختلف و مذاهب مختلف، امام محمد توانست همه رو یک پارچه و یک دست بکند و در این زمینه مسئله امت واحده یکی از محوری‌ترین حرکت‌ها و شیوه‌های امام در رهبری بود.
Imam was not discriminative or racist. Imam respected all the nations. If you look at Iran, Iran is in Iran they have Arabs, Ajams, and Arabs and Persians and Kurds and Turks. He never referred to them as a nation. He used to refer them as one ummah, one nation, and address them all equally. And therefore, he gained respect in all Iranians. And also outsiders, in non-Arabs, he was also able to win the hearts of people in non-Arab world and Arab world. And also between the Sunni and Shia, also he was the person who was the force behind the unity of Muslim Ummah. So Imam had this important factor in his life as well.
شکست خورده مسلمان ها رو برگردانه و به اون عظمت گذشته دومت به دست یابن و عزت و عظمت خیش رو پیدا بکنن، به اونها یادآوری میکرد که تنها راه عزت و عظمت آن است که با خدا و بر راه خدا حرکت کنیم. ولله العزت و للمؤمنین، عزت و عظمت از آن مؤمنینه و لذا مؤمنان رو و همه مؤمنان رو مورد عنایت قرار میداد و می گفت راه خدا رو طی کنید و از خدا یاری بخواهید و برای خدا بپاخیزید، قوم لله، برای خدا حرکت بکنید. اگر این چنین بشود شما پیروزید، همان گونه که با شاهی که تا بن دندان مسلح بود و تمام قدرت ها رو داشت و تمام دنیا از او حمایت میکردن، این امت توانستن پیروز شود و یک نظام مردم سالاری را که امام تأکید بر مردم سالاری این نظام داشت، جمهوری اسلامی، این نظام رو به پا کرد.
The important point in Imam's life was he used to give respect and honor to the believers. He used to encourage the believers to trust in Allah and believe in that honor belongs to Allah and the believers. And in this way, he used to encourage people to be sincere with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their actions. And if they are sincere in their actions with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help them to be successful. And on this principle, he established the Islamic Republic, which means he gave importance to public point of view, who trusted and believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whatever they decided, which was Jamhuri Islam Iran, which is Islamic Republic of Iran, he backed them up in this.
Imam be musalmanan dunya in chenin va'de-i ra ke khoda dade bud peyam ilahi ro be onha resand ke ari agar shoma rah khoda ro tay bokonid saranjam piruz khahid shod va اون روز امام درباره مردم مصر سخن گفت، ولی بعد از 30 سال ما مشاهده میکنیم آری بیداری اسلامی که بازتاب حرکت امام خمینی رضوان الله تعالی علیه است در مصر، تونس، لیبی، یمن و بحرین و دیگر سرزمین های اسلامی در حال تحقق هستش. این وعده الهی تحقق یافته است که آری اگر امتی به خیشتن بازگردند، بیدار بشوند و به خدا تکیه کنند، بر همه دشمنان پیروزند و پیروز خواهند شد.
The other point that Imam gave importance to was the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his teachings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his teachings and verses of Holy Quran says that if you are sincere, God will help you and he will make you succeed. And it was on this principle that Imam Khomeini, before the revolution in Egypt, gave a message to the nation of Egypt, which when it was played, you may have witnessed that, it was as if he was addressing, as if he were addressing the nation today. And he gave this message before his death, and people revolted, people listened to his message, and now we have witnessed the success of revolution in Egypt, although it is still following its path. Libya, Yemen, Bahrain, and other countries where these uprisings are growing are the result of this, that people have started to believe and trust in promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if people believe and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promises, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help them, and this is how He helps.
تحقق دیگر آرمانهای امام، دیگر آرزوهای امام که همان آرمان انبیاست و اولیا و ائمه هدا هستش، و امام با این حرکت الهی خیش و برپایی یک نظام الهی مردم سالار با هدف تحقق عدالت و مهر و پاکی و پاکیزگی و دینداری حرکت کرد، ربع قرن تلاش کردش، مبارزه کرد و بیش از 85 سال از عمر خیش رو در این راه سپری کردش و سرانجام با قلبی دلی آرام و قلبی مطمئن به لقاء خدا پیوست. یا ایتها النفس المطمئنه ارجعی الی ربک راضیه مرضیه فادخلی فی عبادی و ادخلی جنتی. سلام و درود ما به امام امت، سلام و درود ما به روح پاک اون مرد الهی، سلام و درود ما به یاران امام، شهدایی که در این راه خون خیش رو دادن، سلام و درود ما به همه مبارزان راه خدا که با آرمانهای الهی حرکت کردند و مشکلات و زندانها و رنجها رو به جان خریدند. سلام و درود ما بر ملتهای مسلمان در سراسر جهان، و سلام و درود ما بر همه به پا خواستگان در راه تحقق عدالت، و سلام و درود من به شما خواهران و برادران گرامی در این محضر، و آرزوی پیروزی همه و آرزوی توفیق این جلسه، و سلام علیکم و رحمت الله و برکاته.
Then he completed his speech with the hope that Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi's dream is fulfilled, which is the dream of all the prophets, which is the dream of all awliya and imams, holy imams. They wanted to establish justice and peace in the world, and this is exactly what Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi used to dream about, and he worked hard. 25 years of his life he spent in guiding Muslim Ummah in exile and in the country, leading them. And he spent more than 85 years of his life in this kind of struggle. And therefore, Ayatollah Moisi then at the end gave his salutations and salams to his rightful successor, Ayatollah Khamenei, who is leading the Muslim Ummah for the last 23 years with his wisdom and guidance and following the teachings of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh. And he also gave salams and his salutations to all those who are fighting and following the path of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, especially those who are struggling around the world and those who have become martyrs and those who are assisting the mission of Imam, and all the Muslim nations of the world, and those who are in prison and suffering and have suffered a lot in this struggle. And finally, he gave salam and salutations to all of you who support him and have attended this seminar and taken part in this gathering. Salawat.